my friend, here I am in a dress and with some dumbbells. It's not necessarily because I'm gonna be training in a dress. It's just that I wanna make a point is that we all wanna look good and feel good, right? And that's what I offer to help you do that. And you don't necessarily have to be training right now if you don't want to, but I highly recommend that we do more strength training for sure. And we do more training that is actually good for our mobility, okay? So this is what I believe when it comes to fitness. It's natural to move, it's natural to dance, it's natural to do things that are hard and good for us, for sure. I'm gonna put these down because I don't recommend you running with dumbbells. That's not really good for our joints, okay? I'm gonna put these down. I just made a point, just a sec. Okay, when it comes to nutrition, this is what happens. Most people are concerned about, oh, how much protein they get. You know, you could get 1 gram or 2 grams per kilo of protein, but you don't really need to focus on protein. None of us have protein deficiencies. In the Western world, what we do require is more fiber because guess what? We're not eating enough of it in general. I eat lots of it consciously because I studied that. In fact, I did my thesis in biology on cookies that were, yes, high in protein. They were made with rice bran and really high in fiber. And now I'm really focused on doing research when it comes to our microbiome. And the more I study, the more I realize that we are focusing our nutrition wrong. Because like everybody's thinking about things like, oh, low carbs and high protein and high fats. I'm like, what's going on? That's not necessarily. I mean, you can do whatever you want, but listen to this. If you really want to feel good, you need fiber. Why? Because we need our serotonin. And serotonin comes from the good microbes, the good probiotics. You know, instead of taking probiotics and fermented foods, which are really good also, this is what happens. When we feed our good bacteria, like lactobacillus, like bifidobacterium, when we feed them right with prebiotic fibers, guess what happens? They multiply, they thrive, and they're like 100 trillion instead of 40 trillion or so, okay? And they're good bacteria that, you know, they fight against all the pathogens and all the bad things that happen because there's also microbes that we don't want, okay? I don't even like to talk about that. Let's talk about the good stuff. So we wanna multiply and we wanna enhance and grow that 90 to 95% of your serotonin that is produced by our bacteria in our GI tract. And guess what? Our immunity also depends on it. Yes, can you imagine? Yes, our immune system, 70 to 80% of it actually depends on our gut. Everything is dependent on our gut now. So it's like, this is supposedly our second brain, and I say here, but it's all over here. And yes, we have other microbes and we have our other microbiomes, like on our skin, we have vaginal, us women, we have oral microbiome, but I'm referring to our gut microbiome, which is the one that we want to focus on when it comes to nutrition and give it what it needs. It really needs more fiber. It's not like you're gonna go from a super ultra processed food, all sugar and flour, all refined, to all of a sudden you're gonna eat like I do with lots of seeds, nuts, legumes, brown rice, and whole oatmeal. I mean, whole things. Yes, you can have chia, you can have flaxseed. There's so many great seeds that even some doctors and influencers are telling you guys not to eat, which is crazy. In fact, I really am for all the magnesium-filled greens, okay? Green drinks are amazing, but why take the fiber out? The fiber is amazing, and it enhances the, I would say even the flavor, but the nutrition content of all your green drinks. So I'm all for green smoothies. Okay, so where's my green smoothie, by the way? And I'll show you my dress. A little distraction here, because it's not just about looking good, it's about feeling good from the inside out. And how do you get your best abs and your best body from the inside out? It's precisely with what I'm telling you. Okay, and then yes, I'm gonna be combining all the things, the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, because I mean, you have the best immunity, you have the best mood, and therefore you can master your high vibe by eating lots of fiber. So you can imagine the implications of this are beyond the physical, okay? But of course, when it comes to physical, like I said, do your thing, okay? And the more natural the movement, the better. In this video, I might not show it to you, but let's say you can do squats and you do deadlifts, not necessarily in the gym, but you do them in life, okay? Like, I'm gonna be cleaning this up and I'm gonna be showing you more of that real stuff. Thanks to my coach, Brig Johnson. Thank you, Brig Johnson. I mean, I just had a coaching with her and she's like, yes, but you can combine your love for the dogs. And because I was telling her that I wanted to produce more, but I had, this is important because this is all about attitude and how we can change our thoughts. And the thing is that, yeah, I was thinking, oh, I can't do it. So it's like time to cook or time to take care of my dogs. That is not a time to be uploading my videos and posting and, you know, making the offers in order to make the money. And she said something along the lines of, I gotta listen to it again. I have it recorded, okay? Something like, hey, but maybe you could be creating, because I said, yes, well, I'm doing that. She asked, like, well, maybe you could use that time also to produce. I'm like, yeah, I listen to podcasts. And she's like, no, I mean creating. So how can I be creating while taking care of my dogs, while cooking, while taking care of the food prep? And I'm like, oh, perfect. So I'm gonna be showing you more of that, like behind the scenes, the real things, the things that happen. It's not just the theory that, you know, you squat more and you do the, no, it's true. Right now, I mean, I can't show you, but let's say I'm picking up the weights and I go down and up. You see, I'm picking up the weights and then I'm gonna say hi to my doggy who's coming out here. Rika, say hi. Rika, you see? Rika. And so if you really wanna take care of your doggies and your cats and your kids, you gotta squat down. You gotta do some work, okay? You can't be just like that, which is what happens. And then we get old by slouching and being like, oh, terrible. We've gotta really use our bodies, our core. And it's amazing what you can do when you are actually managing your mind, okay? So it's important to really be focusing on what we can do. I'm telling you about my coaching, but when I coach you, I see where you are and I help you get to where you want to be in 90 days or less. And it's a guaranteed program if you want to get on it. And if you just want to try the call, you know, to see if we're a good fit to work together, you're welcome to DM me as well. Okay? So zero excuses not to be doing what you want to do. And definitely get all the fiber that you need because it's going to make a huge difference. And we're talking about 25 to 38 grams. There's my other doggy. You see, I'm going to be showing you more of what I do when I'm actually applying the coconut oil on not just my hair, but also their skin. And it's making such a huge difference. Amazing. And what I do, I actually kneel, I squat, I deadlift, all the things that I recommend that you do, I'm doing it myself. So practicing what you preach is important for your life because you're going to feel more congruent, more in flow, more fluid towards your goals as well, because you're going to be aligned with your goals, aligned with your values. This is a reminder of come from love, Monica. Always come from love. Actually, it's from an event, but I'm like, okay, I'm going to leave it on for a while because it's a reminder. It's like, how can I come from love and still keep my boundaries, which is one of the most important things that we have. Oh, there's a bird. I'll show you about my birds that are so beautiful. I'll show you my birds soon. Anyway, so many things I want to tell you, but let's say as a recap, okay, definitely DM me, okay? I'm going to be showing you more of how I take care of my dogs, okay, and how I can stay fit while doing all the housework and the food prep and everything. And yes, definitely we have to, I consider we have healthy boundaries even with our loved ones. In fact, even more so with our loved ones, coming from love always. It's not like, ah, no. I mean, we all get anger and sadness, and we got to feel all the feelings, by the way. Life is 50-50 for all of us. But isn't it amazing that you can actually master your high vibe by eating more fiber, by moving around more, and by having an excellent attitude of, guess what? Discipline and success. All right. So my best wishes for this year and beyond. Take care and I'll see you inside. Thank you. I wanted to show you my dress. Isn't it gorgeous? Yay. Thank you.